The morning blend's not over yet. There's time for a second cup with David and Brenda.
So we've been talking today that the whole month of June dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that feast day coming up next week on the 24th. This weekend, the weekend before that, it is Corpus Christi, but this Sunday, it is Holy Trinity Sunday.
Right. So
very specifically. And they say, and I talked about this a little bit in Lifestyle, that, you know, every week is a dedication to the Holy Trinity, but that this specific day, we look at the gift that the Trinity is, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in unique ways. So playing off that idea, David, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come in threes.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't the only thing.
Right.
So I thought we would have just a little game today, talk about some of the things that come in threes
okay.
or have to do with the number three.
Okay.
All right. So you ready for this? I've got a few clues here. And, you know, you'll figure it out here. The answer might say three. That might be a trio of something.
Gotcha.
So we'll start here. We'll start off kind of easy here.
My three sons.
Oh, I didn't even go with that one. That's 60, a good one.
60s television series.
I love that one.
How about that?
I always thought that middle son was kind of cute when I was little.
That would have been Chip, I believe.
I was going to say Chet. It's
yeah,
Chip.
It's Chip.
All right. How about this one then? I'll actually
yes.
give you points for this real one.
Okay.
Huff and puff and blow your house down.
Oh, that would be Three Little Pigs.
Those are the Three Little Pigs.
Sure,
that's
yeah.
right. Those
Big Bad Wolf.
Threes, the Big Bad Wolf. Now, here's a bonus question.
Ooh.
What did they make their houses out of?
Oh, yeah. So that's a good question. I got to think back onto the story here. So was one straw?
Yes.
Was one mud?
Nope.
Brick?
One was brick.
One was brick. Straw, brick, and because that was the one he couldn't blow down.
The brick house.
The brick house, right. Straw. What was the other one? I don't know. I can't think.
Sticks.
Sticks. There you go.
A house of straw. He blew it in. A house of sticks. The wolf got that one. But the house of bricks stood firm.
Because it's a brick house.
That's right.
Yeah.
It built like one. All right. Here we go. Let's see if you get the nuance of this one. Red, yellow, blue. This might be a little bit hard for you, but you'll get the gist of it.
Red, yellow, blue. Red, yellow, and blue. Are you talking like primary colors?
That's it.
Is that it? Okay.
Red, yellow, and blue are the primary colors. Now, the kids won't know it today, but kids of our generation used to get our faces right up to the TV screen as close as we can.
Right.
And look at the three dots that were red, yellow, and blue.
Interesting.
And that would make up all of the colors that you would see on the screen. Just different ones would kind of glow brighter than the others.
Right.
So there you
okay.
go.
Okay. I had to think if yellow was a primary color. It was.
Yeah, because anyway. what makes yellow? You don't mix. See, that's it. You can't mix other things to make that color. It's primary.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. You should definitely know this one. Mo.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you right now.
Larry.
Yeah.
Curly.
Three Stooges.
That's the Three Stooges, yeah. right? Those guys came in threes. So,
hey, wise guy, huh?
That's a wise guy. That's right. All right, David, you remember St. Thomas Aquinas said to drink alcohol to the point of hilarity. Well, if you drink more than that, you are this.
Ooh. If you drink more than that, you are.
So if you are drunk more than the point of hilarity, you are what?
I remember this story, and now I can't think of what it was because we kind of laughed about it.
Well, just think about threes, though.
Yeah. Gosh, that's a good. Nothing is resonating.
All
with
right.
Me.
Well, yeah. if you drink past the point of hilarity, you are. Three sheets to the wind.
There you go. Good call.
There you
That's
go.
That's a good one.
So now the sheets here, and I looked up a couple of stories. It refers to the sails of a windmill. Some say the rope of a sail on a ship. But in this case, it says a windmill. And windmill operators use to add or remove the number of sails according to the strength of the wind.
Mm-hmm.
But the basic rule they had to follow was always keep an even number, so that way the windmill was balanced.
Yeah.
So when they talk about being three sheets to the wind, you're off kilter and you can't turn right.
I love that. That's a great description of that.
All right. And then let's see here. All right. Here's another one. David, grab your best friend, tie your legs together, and join in on the fun.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
That would be a three-legged race.
Three-legged race.
Yeah, that's great. You know what comes to mind, too, when you talk about the threes?
Mm-hmm.
And this is really revolving around when you think about St. Patrick's Day, and that is the clover.
Three-leaf clover.
That's the symbol of the Trinity.
That's it.
Yeah. So always, that's one always comes to my mind when I think of the threes.
Threes. That is perfect. All right. So, David, we're down to the last one. You're
okay.
Doing pretty good here.
Yep.
The last one is an audio clue.
Ooh, I love these.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. The audio daily double.
Listen up.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine.
Joy to the world, David.
Yep.
What is that clue?
That would be Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night. That is fantastic. I knew you would get that one,
yeah.
But I just still had to play that. Okay, any guesses on who those singers are? Remember
the three? I want to say Chuck Negron was one of
Chuck
them.
Chuck Negron is one?
I can't. The other guys.
Corey Wells and Danny Hutton.
Danny Hutton.
Those were the three lead vocals, and then, of course, they added in the rest of the band.
That's funny. When you play that song, the first thing that came to my mind, because we were talking movies, was The Big Chill. That was in The Big Chill, yeah.
I love it. Well, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.